بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم continue وتوا كتاب إصلاح العقائد reformation of our beliefs continue the chapter with regard to those people that are kafirs. Number 15, one who does not accept the clear and apparent meanings of the Quran-i-Kareem and the Hadith and fabricates meanings to suit his personal desires. Number 16, one who desires the existence of, denies the existence of angels or believes the angels to be the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 17, one who denies the physical resurrection of man on the day of Qiyamah. Number 18, one who denies the physical or material existence of Jannat and Jahannam. Number 19, one who denies any injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is soundly proven, example, salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, inheritance, capital punishment, hijab, jihad, prohibition of alcohol, interest, gambling, etc. Number 20, one who is displeased with any law of Sharia. Number 21, one who jests or mocks at any teaching of Islam. Number 22, one who makes unlawful the lawful acts of Islam or vice versa. Example, he legalizes interest no matter how major a sin is, as long as one regards it to be evil, he will not lose his iman. However, by committing the sin, one's iman will be weakened. Number 23, one who finds fault with any belief, act, practice or teaching of Islam. Number 24, one who regards anything of the disbelievers to be superior to that which is ordered by Islam. Number 25, one who perpetrates an unlawful act regarding it to be lawful. Example, he commits adultery regarding it as lawful. Number 26, one who believes in the unification of all existing religions, that is one world religion, claiming that the various religions existing today are all true and all of them lead to Allah Ta'ala. Number 27, one who claims that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or any Sahab radiallahu anhu majma'in, is a non-believer, or he vilifies or rebukes them. One will not become a non-believer if he says Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is more virtuous than the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. However, to say so is an act of bidah, innovation. Number 28, one who destroys a masjid intentionally or dishonors it, or if he kills an alim to dishonor him. Number 29, one who perpetrates an act which is a specific sign of feature of kufr. Example, wearing a cross, standing with reverence, honor in front of an idol, or photograph of an inanimate object, a saint, etc., and regards it as a reward. If he regards it as a sin, he will not become an unbeliever. Number 30, one who intends to become a disbeliever, example, he says, next month I will become a Christian, Aliyazubillah. Or one who becomes a disbeliever immediately. Number 21, one who asks someone regarding matters of the unseen and believes in it. That is, go to fortune tellers and you believe them. However, the Anbiya alayhimus salam can be informed of certain matters through wahi, that is revelation, the awliya through kashf, manifestations, and ilham, inspiration, and the general masses by means of signs. Kufr is of four types. The first type is known as kufr jahl. That is, Islam and its teachings are denied because of ignorance. This was the type of kufr of Abu Jahl. The second type of kufr is known as kufr juhud. That is deliberate kufr due to obstinacy. This is the type of kufr of Shaitan as well as that of many Jews and Christians. The third type of kufr is known as kufr shirk. That is kufr occasioned by doubt. The denier doubts the truthfulness of Islam. The fourth type is kufr-e-ta'wil, a belief or teaching of Islam is distorted or given a meaning other than that explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A few examples are that is the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are given figurative meaning. Mi'raj is interpreted to be a spiritual condition. Jannat and Jahannam are said to be spiritual states. The finality of Nabuwah is rejected by way of interpretation. Metaphoric meanings are attributed to the angels and jinn. Punishment of the grave is denied by interpretation. The claim that wuzu was introduced for rural Arabs and it is not necessary for clean people to be what wuzu when performing salah in today's time. This is also kufr. Different meanings are tendered for salah, zakah, jihad, etc., which are not the meaning understood by the ummah for the past 1400 years. Note, a person will not become a non-believer if he unintentionally utters words of kufr. Note, it is a major sin to curse someone or to address him as O kafir, just believer. It is however permissible to make a general statement, example, may the oppressors be cursed or may the liars be cursed. There is no sin to refer to those individuals who have been cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whose belief they have informed us of, that is, you address him, O accursed one, or O kafir. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله last night the 24th para was recited in Taraweeh when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that what a great type of oppression is it that that person who falsifies the truth that is the Qur'an Kareem the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we try and continue from where we left off Surah Sa'd in the 23rd para and try and catch up with important aspects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully reminds us, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Sa'd wal Qur'an is his zikr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes custom of Qur'an Kareem and Allah ta'ala says, this is a great reminder for you, that ponder over the Qur'an Kareem and take lessons and see the hardest heart. If you just ponder little over Qur'an Kareem, Allah ta'ala has put subject matter in there, that the hardest heart can melt and it can turn towards the path of guidance. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we don't take heed and we don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the previous nations, Ad, the people of Musa alayhi salatu salam, Ad, Fir'aun, etc. Although outwardly they look very strong and firm on the earth, but they did not take heed, they falsified, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that take example from our great servant, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him great honor, great respect, Allah ta'ala made him a khalifa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he set aside a special program for him that he made a certain time solely for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a test upon him and people scaled his wall and all of a sudden he was surprised and shocked that two men are here, what did they have come for? They came for a certain masala to ask him. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam realized, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that look at the son of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ, we blessed him with the great son Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ, what a servant. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابُ, all the time he used to be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that he made dua that Allah ta'ala give me a kingdom that nobody else have. And Allah gave him such a kingdom that he had control over all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the winds, even the animals, even the jinnat. And one day he was looking at his horses that he had, beautiful steeds ready for jihad. While he was looking at that, not realizing time is going, his namaz got must. Immediately he realized, I committed a great error. فَإِقَالَ إِنِّي حَبَبْتُ بَالْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي, I gave preference to the loves of these animals to the remembrance of Allah. That is my namaz, but my namaz I must. And the sun set, then he commanded that all those animals must be slaughtered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson from them. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them great honor. Then Allah says, look at our servant Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. that we send a test upon him, we put him through some difficulty or sickness, but he buoyed, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the depth of the ocean, in the belly of a fish, he made dua and he read tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala heard the tasbih in the depth of the ocean. Similarly, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala heard his tasbih in desperation and his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala removed the difficulty. From this we learn, whatever the conditions may be outwardly, it might be strife conditions, terror conditions of trial, of crime, etc., you remain in the obedience of Allah and make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will assist you under all conditions. Allah says, look at all our other servants, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub, Ulil Aidi wal Absar. They were all very strong and very, they had foresight, that is, they realized the oneness of Allah, and they were great servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with special care, and Allah ta'ala told the malaika that this is my honorable creation, you make sajda to them. Iblis who was loving with the angels did not make sajda. Istakbara wa kana minal kafirin. Out of pride and arrogance and obstinacy and stubbornness, he rejected the command of Allah, want to use his intelligence. We should understand and realize in front of Allah's command, there is no intelligence. We should submit wholeheartedly. Today we all want to use our intelligence and what is the logic of the command of Allah. This is the system of Iblis and we shouldn't follow that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately rebuked him and asked him, مَا مَنَكَ أَنْ تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. What is wrong with you? You didn't obey my command to prostrate in front of that creation that I created with great care, with my own hands, in other words, with special care. Allah gave us so much honor. Then he put his argument forward. Allah ta'ala said, فَخْرُجْ, just get out from here. You are a cursed servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, don't follow in that path of Iblis, following the path of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in huwa illa zikrul alameen. These are all lessons for the entire universe to take. In the next surah, Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us, this kitab, Qur'an kareem, tanzeelul kitab min Allah al-azizil hakeem. This kitab comes from Allah who is most powerful, who is most wise. In this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you with absolute truth. And what Allah commands, what Allah wants from us, فَعْبُدِ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. When Allah made you so honorable, then realize you are the servant of Allah. So worship Allah ta'ala with total sincerity. أَلَهَ لِلَّهِ دِينُ الْخَالِصِ. The deen only belongs to Allah. So you with total sincerity, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make ibadat. Don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, don't you see how we created the earth for you? خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The heavens and the earth, how we spread out the heavens, how we made the earth for you. We didn't make it so hard that you can't put up your buildings, etc. We didn't make it like a sponge that you can't walk on it. We didn't just take out earthquakes all the time. We made it so moderate for you that all your needs you can get in the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see how we made the night and the day for you, that at night you can have a peaceful sleep, in the day you can go out and earn your living. See the sun and the moon, how we made, that they are rotating on the axis. You can work out your times, etc. Allah ta'ala says, don't you see Allah who al azizul ghaffar? That is your powerful Allah who is most forgiving. How Allah ta'ala created you from one soul. Allah made your partner, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, and your partner for all men. Allah ta'ala made animals for you in 8 pairs that is halal for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look in what? How Allah ta'ala has created you, in what a magnificent way. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُتُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقٌ مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. The factory of Allah Ta'ala in the womb of your mother, in 3 layers of darkness, in that small factory, on one droplet of sperm, Allah has created that beautiful small eyes, that beautiful small heart, that beautiful small brain. And according to World Health Organization, many years ago, 250,000 babies born every day. Now it must be even more. So imagine Allah Ta'ala producing 300,000 hearts every day, the eyes, the 500,000 eyes, etc., ears. How beautifully Allah Ta'ala is creating it in darkness. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that is a factory, it's not an assembly plant, that the eyes come from somewhere else, the heart comes from somewhere else. It is all made in the womb of your mother. Zalikumullahu Rabbukum Lahul Mulk. That is your Rabb, your Creator. All sovereignty belongs to Him. La ilaha illahu, there is no one for us besides Allah. Make the zikr of Allah. Let Allah Ta'ala's love penetrate your heart. Fanna tusrafun. Where are you turning your backs and turning away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? If you turn away and you may just believe in Allah and you are ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ أَنْكُمْ. Allah doesn't need you. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, remember, if you make shukr to Allah, it is only better for you. Allah Ta'ala will be pleased and Allah will grant you more. And remember, وَلَا تَذِرُ وَاذِرَةُ وِذْرَ أُخْرَى. Nobody is going to carry the burden of anybody tomorrow. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, oh, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. That say to those believers who have brought iman, that they should inculcate taqwa, the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whatever the good they do in this world for them, it will be good for them. وَعَدُّ اللَّهِ وَاسِيَا. And if you get caught up in such a situation that you see you'll end up in a certain place, there is evil taking place, there is sin taking place, then move away from there. Don't say, what can I do? I got this invitation, this dawah, there's music taking place, there's videoing, what can I do? Allah says, وَعَدُّ اللَّهِ وَاسِيَا. The earth of Allah is very vast. Move away from there. But who will do that? إِنَّمَا يُفَصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those people who made the Islam and they realize they make sabr, Allah rewards them with unlimited reward. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِيتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. I have been commanded to worship Allah Ta'ala solely and sincerely, and I have been commanded to be a true and firm Muslim. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, I have been commanded that I should fear not to disobey Allah, otherwise the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is very severe. And how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will send down punishment from the top, or from the top, from the bottom. And ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَهُ. Allah is warning His servants that, oh my servants, يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. That fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah, don't wait till the punishment come and you say, what happened in this town? Why is there fires? Why is there earthquake? We don't see how we are loving and we don't realize. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, see how we send down waters for you. How much beautiful vegetation, etc. we take out for you. All this, what should in return it should be? فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That person who Allah opens his heart for Islam. In other words, his chest becomes wide open and he's got sharah sadr, full understanding. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّي. He has got noor of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, هَلْ لَهُ مِنْ alamat? Is there some signs of that? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, Ali is them. الْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَالِ الْقُرُودِ وَلِسَهُ. That the person becomes totally disinclined from this world of deception and he becomes inclined to the everlasting life of the hereafter. وَلِسِدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ النُّزُولِ. And he starts preparing for death before death. So myself, we should check our condition. If we are doing that, and if that, and if we not, Allah Ta'ala says, then that is a sign that your heart has become hard. And to soften the heart, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah nazzal ahsan al-hadith. Kitabam mutashabiya masani. Allah says, we reveal the best of speech, the Quran Kareem, that ayats are matching one another. But this is that Quran, if you read it with hidayat, if you read it to soften your heart, not only will it soften your heart, تَقْشَئِرُ مِنُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. Your skins also will become soft if you start fearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And your heart will become inclined towards the zikr of Allah. Then you will come on the path of hidayat. Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ. This is the way to gain hidayat. That makes tilawat of Quran daily in your homes. Make it a must that every person must recite Quran Kareem. And make zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't take heed, فَمَيَّ تَكِبِ وَجِيسُوَ الْعَزَامِ. And you see that person whose hands are tied up on the day of Qiyamah and is trying to protect the punishment of Allah Ta'ala that is coming to him on his face. Normally when somebody wants to harm you, you use your hands to protect but now your hands are fastened. In other words, there's no way that you can protect yourself. So don't wait for that occasion. That is a very, very sad and severe occasion of total disgrace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the Qur'an Kareem, Arabian, that Allah ta'ala revealed it in a beautiful Arabic language. Ghayra iwajin, there's no crookedness whatsoever in the Qur'an Kareem. And that is so that you gain taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give you an example. Can you think of a person who's got many, many bosses and a person who's got one boss? You got many bosses, you don't know who to follow. This boss is telling you do that, that boss is telling you do that. And if you got one boss, you know you obey him under all conditions. So people who turn towards idol worship, towards shirk, to anything else besides Allah, they like got 100 bosses. Or a person who's worried to make the creation happy, this one must be happy with me, that one must be happy. It's impossible. Make only one Allah happy. Allah Ta'ala says, you turn to Allah, then you realize, Alhamdulillah, all praises belong to Allah. Allah is my sustainer, my nourisher. Allah is giving me everything. And remember, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُ مَيِّتُونَ. That O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you also will leave this world, and all of us will be leaving this world. So prepare for that day before you leave the world. Allah Ta'ala says in the 24th para, don't be like those people who falsify the true message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully says, Alaysa Allah bi kafin abda? Is Allah not sufficient for you? Allahu Akbar. We should say, Allahu yakfina, hasbi Allah, hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah says, don't worry, wa yukawifunaka bil ladina min duni. Shaitan and all his enemies, they will make you frightened of anything else besides Allah. They will tell you what, you know, today it's a crime-torn society. Today we're living in such environments. If you don't have insurance, what will happen? Just now you got an expensive car. If your family gets sick, you have, today the hospitals are very bad. You have to go to this clinic, that clinic. You need this policy, that policy. All these types of fears they will put in your heart. Allah Ta'ala says, don't get afraid. Put your firm trust in Allah. Is Allah not sufficient for you? Allah is sufficient for you. Allah will make the way out. Stay away from all these haram policies, from interest, from bonds, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Say, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for me. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مُتَوَكِّلُونَ. That those people who got firm iman, they should put their firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, how Allah gave you life, Allah will take away your life very soon. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever the condition may be, if you made an error, wherever you, even if you are in how many years of kufr, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is such an ayah that will melt the heart of a hardest kafir. That Allah says, oh my servant, don't ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 99 years you could be in kufr, in shirk, in idol worship, and you realize your mistake and your folly, and you say, oh Allah, please forgive me. Allah won't say, I want 99 years and of ibadat first, then I'll forgive you. Immediately Allah ta'ala will forgive us. So 100 times, 1000 times a day, you can make a mistake and you make tawbah istighfar. Allah ta'ala is there to forgive us all the time. So we should be turning to Allah. Allah says, Inna Allah yaqfiru zunuba jamia. A person who committed one of the worst murders, killing the uncle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent this ayah to him, it melted his heart also, and he became Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What an honorable stage Allah gave him. Allah says, Inna Allah wal ghafuru rahim. Allah forgives you because Allah is very merciful. So anibu ila rabbikum, turn to your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit wholly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the punishment of Allah ta'ala comes, and then there'll be nobody to help you, nobody to assist you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be careful. Ula baghayra Allahi ta'muruni abudu ayyuhal jahilun. The ignorant people will tell you that you worship somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be fooled and following their path. Wama qadaru Allah haqqa qadri. We haven't appreciated Allah the way we're supposed to appreciate Allah. We haven't recognized Allah the way we're supposed to recognize Allah. How Allah ta'ala favors us, etc. How Allah ta'ala says, the whole earth, etc. is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very soon Allah ta'ala reminds us, when the trumpet will be blowing, then you'll be see the jamaat that will be going on a day of Qiyamah. two special jamaats Allah makes mention of. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. Those who does believe in Allah, they will be flogging in jamaats, they will be pushed by the angels. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاهُوا فُتِيَةَ بُوَابُوَا. When they come to the doors, or when they come to Jahannam, the doors will be flung open. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَةُ عَلَمْ يَعْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ. The doorkeepers, the guards at the doors of Jahannam will tell them, but didn't the messengers of Allah Ta'ala come? Didn't they warn you about this day that you're going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat? They said, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Yes, they did warn us, but we didn't take heed. And now Allah Ta'ala's punishment has been established upon us. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, what a terrible abode for such proud, arrogant people. On the other hand, those people who took heed and inculcated taqwa, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ وَدَبَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those people who had the fear of their Rabb, their Creator, they'll be going in beautiful, honorable groups to Jannah. حَتَّى إِلَىٰ جَاءُوا وَفُتِيَةَ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they come to Jannah with great honor, the doors will be open. Like very honorable, special people. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ. The doorkeepers will tell them, peace upon you, tiptum, very special and very honorable and pure people you are. Enter into Jannah with forever lasting now. And those people will now realize and say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدًا. All praise belongs to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has fulfilled His promise for us. Allah has given us the inheritance of the earth, and Allah Ta'ala has prepared such a beautiful Jannah for us. فَنِعْمَ الْعَامِلِينَ. What a great reward for those people who do good. So we should turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the next surah, Surah Mu'mineen, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is again telling us that see the kitab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which has come from the most powerful, the most learned. Allah Ta'ala is that great being, although He is most powerful, but ghafir is zim, zam. Allah wants to forgive your sins all the time. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Allah Ta'ala is the one who forgives, who accepts your tawbah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to make tawbah, and Allah still accepts it for you. On the other hand, شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ. If you don't take heed, Allah's punishment is very severe. Allah is very powerful. There is nobody for us besides Allah. So turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, don't be like the previous nations of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. In those nations, they falsified. Allah Ta'ala wiped them out from the face of the earth, and Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, they don't be like Firaun. When Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to warn him, instead of taking heed, he didn't take the message of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, travel in the earth and you'll see, open your eyes and take lessons, how Allah Ta'ala destroyed the previous nations. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, be like that person. He was in the parliament of Firaun, but his heart opened up, and he gave them an open message, and he said, وَقَالَ رَجُلُ مِنْ آلِ فِرَوْنَ. That a person of Iman from the people of Firaun, he told Firaun and them, يَكْتُمُ إِمَانَهُ. He was hiding his Iman, keeping it secret because of that obstinacy and tyrantness. Allah Ta'ala says, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. You want to kill that poor man, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who's telling you that my Rabb is Allah, and he has come with clear proof and the simple way to understand any person. وَيَّكُ كَاذِبًا فَلَيْ كَذِبُ. If he's a liar, his lie is going to fall upon him. So you won't suffer any loss. وَيَّكُ صَادِقًا. But if he's a true person, then you don't accept him. You will be in danger, and you will suffer a loss. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah doesn't guide those people who are the liars and go beyond the limits of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, take a lesson. Don't be like these tyrant the nations, and how Allah Ta'ala gave them so much honor and respect, but still they denied the commands of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further says that how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will announce, and they are made to realize, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who does sovereignty belong today? That in the world today, one lion just roar, and how we get afraid. Allah Ta'ala is just giving us an idea. That is one small creation of Allah, and one roar of a lion makes your whole body weak. When Allah is going to announce on the day of Qiyamah, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who is sovereign to today? The whole world will be shaking at that point. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna lanansur rusulana. See how we assist our Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallaveena amanu, and those who bring Iman, who follow in their footsteps, the pious servants, we help them in dunya also, and the great help they will need on the day of Qiyamah, when witnesses will be given out, and when you'll have to bear testimony. Allah Ta'ala says, we will help them on that day also. tasbir. So you just make letters sabr in this world. Don't worry what people will taunt you, etc. In the word of Allah, haq, the promise of Allah Ta'ala is not hundreds, not thousand, not million. The promise of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is absolutely true. Wastaghfir lidhanbik. And you keep on making istighfar for your shortcomings, for your sins. And wasabbih bihamdi rabbika bil ashiyyi wal ibkar. Engage in the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala morning and evening. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's assistance will be with you all the time. And gain the marifat of Allah all the time. La khalqu samawati wal ard. Look at the creation of the heavens and earth. It is much greater than you. Then Allah Ta'ala says that those who have opened their eyes and brought iman, they like seeing people. Those who don't bring iman, they like blind people. They cannot be the same. Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like the proud and arrogant people. Look at the clear signs of Allah. Allah alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla litaskunu fihi. Allah has made the night for you so that you rest there. In the day you can see clearly. Even a poor man who can't afford light, the sun is shining. He can do his work. Inna Allah lazu fadlin. Allah is very kind. Allah distributes his special favors to everybody. Walakin aksar an-nas la yashkurun. Allah complains of our condition that very most of the people don't make shukr to Allah. Myself, all of us, we should take this great lesson of making shukr to Allah. And Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, man lam yashkuri an-nas lam yashkuri Allah. If you can't thank people, how are you going to thank Allah? So learn to thank people first, your wife, your family, your friends, your mashayikh, etc. Then you'll able to learn to thank Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Zalikum wa Rabbukum. That is your Rabb. Khaliqu kulli shay. Allah created everything. La ilaha illahu. There is nobody far besides Allah. Where are you turning blindly to anybody else? Allah says, Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha qarara. How Allah Ta'ala made the earth very firm for you. And how Allah Ta'ala made it solid for you. And how Allah Ta'ala made every your needs in the earth. Allah Ta'ala has put the sustenance of all the creation in the earth, Allahu Akbar. For the animal, for the elephants, for the ants, for insan. Wassama banaha. How Allah made a beautiful roof, the skies for you. Allah Ta'ala formed you, fa ahsana suwarakum. Allah made your form so beautiful. Every person looks in the mirror and he gets happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, read the dua, Allahumma anta ahsanta khalqi wa ahsin khuluqi. Oh Allah, you made me so beautiful. Make my inside more beautiful. That is my real character. Warazakakum min at-tayyibat. Allah gave you pure rizq. So eat from that which is not only halal but absolutely pure and healthy. Zalikum wa rabbukum. That is your Rabb. Fatabarakallahu wa rabbul alameen. Allah is most blessed. Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb of all the universes. Wal hayy. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is ever loving. Don't turn to anybody else besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There is nobody for us besides Allah. Fadhuhu mukhlisina lahu ad-deen. Allah Ta'ala is the asking you that you worship only and solely Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains in the previous ayat that Allah Ta'ala has got the malaika that are upholding the arsh of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and in corners they are making dua. لَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِكَ بَعْدَ عِلْمِكَ. That, O Allah, all praise belongs to you, O Allah, and all purity belongs to you, that upon your tolerance, despite you have got all knowledge about it. And لَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ عَفْوِكَ بَعْدَ قُدْرَتِكَ. That, O Allah, all praise belongs to you, that you forgive so much, despite you have full power. You're not like governments, that if people rebel against them, they're scared that this community, this province, we won't able to control them, so they just keep quiet. Allah, you got full power and yet you are so tolerant, yet you are so forgiving, O Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When you realize this, you say all praise belongs only to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, submit only to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and don't turn to anybody besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, for this you'll have to make a little sabr. Fasbir inna wa'dallahi haqq. Don't worry, the promises of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala are 100% true in this world and in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala says, see your animals, your mode of transport. We have made all this for your benefit. All this to take great lessons and to turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in this there is only goodness for you. So inculcate taqwa and inculcate tawheed, the true oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in our hearts. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, إذا حدثتكم بحديث أتيناكم بتصديق ذلك في كتاب الله. إن العبد إذا قال سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر وتبارك الله قبض عليهن ملك فضمهن تحت جناحه وسعد بهن لا يمر بهن على جمع من الملائكة إلا استغفروا لقائلهن حتى يحيى بهن وجه الرحمن. ثم تلا عبد الله إليه يسعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا کہ جب بھی میں تمہیں کوئی حدیث بیان کروں گا تو اس کی تصدیق میں کتاب اللہ کو پیش کروں گا. پھر فرمایا بے شک بندہ جب کہتا ہے سبحان اللہ والحمدللہ الحمدللہ ولا الہ الا اللہ واللہ اکبر وتبارک اللہ تو ایک فرشتہ اس کو تھام لیتا ہے اور اپنے بازو کے نیچے رکھ کر آسمان کی طرف چرنے لگتا ہے. تو جب بھی اس کا گزر ہوتا ہے ان کلمات کے ساتھ فرشتوں کی کسی جماعت پر تو وہ ان کلمات کی کہنے والے کے لیے استغفار کرتے ہیں یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمات رحمان کے سامنے پیش کر دیے جاتے ہیں. پھر حضرت عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے اس آیت کی تلاوت فرمائی إليه يسعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ once said, whenever I narrate a hadith to you, I also provide a verse of the Quran Kareem to substantiate it. Verily one who says, سبحان اللہ والحمد للہ ولا الہ الا اللہ واللہ اکبر وتبارک اللہ, an angel grabs hold of it, places it under his wing and ascends with it to the heavens. Whichever group of angels he passes by seeks forgiveness for the reciter until finally the zikr is presented before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu thereafter recited the following verse, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. The pure words rise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل. درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرے آئے میرے خدا, نکلے میرے ہر گنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا آئے میرے خدا. اب تو کبھی چورے بھی نہ چھوتے ذکر تیرا آئے میرے خدا, حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا آئے میرے خدا. اب تو رہے بس تعدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حق ہی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مسجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نار مستانا خوش معيدم تابد جانات ونيم بايدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 الله 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 مٹا دے اپنے ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 جل جلال تعالی شہر الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابہ اجمعین اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا الى حبك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.